Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
We've all heard for years that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And if it isn't your favorite meal, well, I think after today it might change. There's some amazing recipes we're going to be talking about.
We are. And you know what? I find breakfast is so hard to come up with good ideas. So I am really looking forward to today's guest.
Well, we've got the wonderful Caitlin Boyle back with us. She's going to be with us once a month. She's a creator of the worldwide phenomenon and book Operation Beautiful, and also the blog for that and the Healthy Tipping Point, which is a wonderful book and a blog. Caitlin, welcome back.
Hi, how are you guys?
It's good.
Are you hungry?
How are you? Good. We are.
I'm always hungry. And I'm always hungry for breakfast. So I'm going to jump right in. Okay. So you go on your amazing blog, healthytippingpoint.com. And of course, I see this chocolate French toast casserole. And I'm thinking, how healthy is that? And then I read the ingredients and I said, wow. So talk to us about how you came up with this creation.
Well, I love being creative in the kitchen. And you're right. There's so many wonderful things to eat for breakfast that are actually healthy, because when you add maybe slightly indulgent, fun ingredient to an otherwise healthy breakfast, it can really take it to the next level. So chocolate French toast casserole, the secret ingredient is chocolate soy milk. But other than that, it's a French toast casserole made with whole wheat bread, a banana, Greek yogurt to top, and eggs, of course. But, you know, it's just that little twist that makes it extra special.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. If I was thinking that was so nice with all of the dairy-free milk alternatives. You've got, you know, almond milk, almond breeze, almond milk is great. You've got, you know, if people don't want to have soy, they can make it with coconut milk or all different kinds of things. It's really nice. Have you tried it with other types of milks?
Yeah, really any type of milk would work. Just like for many recipes, if you're not baking, right, baking is the hard thing to make substitutions because so much of that is chemical based, right? It's about, you know, the way certain things interact with certain other ingredients that make a big fluffy cake versus a flat pancake. but when you're cooking instead of baking, you have a little bit more leeway, so you can make substitutions a lot easier. For example, like you're saying, milk substitutions instead of dairy milk, or you know, vegan butter substitutions instead of traditional butter, or even things like in a lot of recipes, you can swap out applesauce for oil.
Those are some really good points. I know in our house, we're big almond milk fans. We drink almond breeze by, like, you know, the case. And I, you know, it's interesting. The other day I took a great picture the other day of my garbage full of, like, there was, I think, five, you know, containers of the almond breeze. And I laugh because they are such a good alternative. And like Lisa said, with, you know, with so many options that, you know, it's so easy to substitute.
Right.
Now, what makes this a casserole versus French toast? Is this the convenience of putting it all in an oven versus having to stand by the skillet?
You put all the ingredients in a casserole dish. If you go to healthytippingpoint.com and you click recipes at the top and then you navigate to breakfasts, it's actually the first breakfast recipe. And you put it all in a casserole dish, and you put the bread and the eggs and the banana and all these ingredients in the casserole dish, and then you bake it. And it lends a slightly different texture to the dish. And it's also really good for brunches or large, you know, family breakfasts, where you can all just take a little piece out of the casserole dish.
You know what I like about it too, is that it looks fancy, even though it's probably, you know, simple to make. And it's so great, you know, if you're having guests over or even for your kids, they think you went to so much trouble to make them this, you know, great breakfast, but it's simple to do it. And I think that's the key for most of us, especially those of us who are really busy and don't have a lot of time in the morning. I think that it's a great option for those of us who are looking for those healthy breakfast ideas.
You know what? I think you hit the nail on the head, because all of the Healthy Tipping Point recipes are really simple. I hate complicated ingredient lists. And also, they're really kind of fancy, because I do believe that it's nice to eat pretty food. You know, you want to enjoy your eating experience. And pretty food doesn't necessarily mean complicated or long to prepare. It just a little twist on the way you maybe plate it or the way you cook it.
Speaking of twist, I love the chewy millet granola and yogurt. I made the chewy millet granola, and I love it because, you know, I have a lot of food sensitivities, and millet is one of those great foods. It's gluten-free. It tends to be very low in terms of being an allergen. Talk to us about that recipe and how you came up with that. And why is that why you chose millet as well, or just trying something different?
Yeah, so I was looking for an alternative, you know, to granola, and I love millet. It's very nutrient dense, and if your listeners have never tried it before, it's also, it has a very unique flavor. It's very delicious, but it doesn't really taste like anything else you've tried. So, you know, the chewy millet granola is just, it's so fun because it has a great texture and a great feel in your mouth. You can make it ahead of time and keep a little batch of it in your fridge and have it with, you know, yogurt or kind of as a cereal, too. I've also had it that way where I pour milk over and I eat it. And it's just a fun and different way to eat a grain. You know, often we only think of having grains as a hot side to lunch or dinner, but you know, these grains can be really yummy, sweet accompaniments to breakfast, too.
It's so true. You know, I'm wondering if amaranth would work well. Have you tried that? Because I could picture an amaranth being really nice in the same sort of recipe as a chewy millet.
And what about quinoa?
I bet it could. Yeah, and I was going to say quinoa is also a really good sweet breakfast item as well. You know, if you add a little bit, a little drizzle of maple syrup or some fruit to naturally sweeten it without any added sugars. It tastes very, very good.
Well, I have to ask about the grilled Elvis. I mean, that's just the title alone.
That's a great title.
Well, thanks so much. My personal favorite recipe, food recipe, is the pancake truffle. Have you guys tried that one?
Ooh. Ooh,
I haven't, but I'm going to. Tell me what's it made with?
So this is basically what pancake truffles are. And any of your listeners can just Google pancake truffles, and it'll come right up. The pancake truffles they're banana truffles. So what you want to do is you want to take a banana, and you cut it into three or four pieces. And then you make, essentially, pancake mix. But you kind of want to make it so it's denser. You don't want to put in as much liquid, because when you put in too much liquid, it becomes, you know, pancakes. But you put in a little bit less liquid, it's more like a something that you could mold, right? So you want to then mold the pancake around these banana pieces, and you bake them. And when they come out, they look like these gorgeous pancake truffles, hence the name of the recipe. And in the middle is this gooey, hot banana piece. It's amazing.
Oh, that is amazing. And
pancake
you can probably
truffles.
And you could add, like, you know, dark chocolate chips to get some antioxidants from there. Or even raw cacao you could put in. I mean, you could probably add some really yummy ingredients to, you know, or berries on top when it comes out of the oven.
Normally I roll the pancake balls in nuts, so they're a little crunchy, too. And I've also made them with strawberries on the inside. Very, very good.
You can see the picture on the site, and they look really amazing. How did you come up with this one?
This one was a funny, my pancake truffles was funny because one day I woke up and I had the idea in my head. I literally dreamed of pancake truffles and I dashed to the kitchen and I made them and they were everything I dreamed of. So it literally came to me in a dream.
That's great. That's a great way to, you know, and it's great that you listened to your dream and then you went, you know, you went right away and made them. So what I do is I, you know, if I dream something, I write it down right away because you don't want to forget it. But that's great, Caitlin. But today we're out of time. Unfortunately, it goes by so quickly, doesn't it, Lisa?
Oh, it really does.
Caitlin, thank you so much for being on our show again. And we look forward to having you on again.
Thanks so much. I was very happy to be here.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.